This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
We've got a new Governor General.
Oh, okay. The way.
Well, not right now, but they've just announced in the last 10 minutes or so.
Oh, who is it?
Samantha Mostyn AO will be our new Governor General when David Hurley's reign finishes on July 1. So his five-year tenure wraps up, and then Samantha will take over as the next Governor General following King Charles III approving Mr. Albanese's recommendation of her appointment. So there you go. They do 5 years, but can you do longer than 5 years? Can you do an amazing job as the GG?
And, oh, gosh.
You know, and then you can, I don't know, I'll have to look into that. That is going to be my Wednesday that will be now. You know I will, well, too. Everyone here at the office, if they want anything done and they can't be bothered researching it themselves, they just go, pitch it to JB, and we'll get the answer in the next couple of days.
Well, I might have the answer because I used to do musical theatre with his son.
Oh, David Hurley's son.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Yeah, I used to do musicals with him and back in Canberra.
Yeah, of course.
And, yeah, that was definitely over 5 years ago, and back then his dad was the Governor General. So
I have to check out his reign. I think, but David Hurley was the New South Wales. This is becoming very ABC-esque.
Yeah, here we go.
You are listening to 92.9, not the fantastic work of the ABC. Because I think David Hurley was the New South Wales Governor General and then became the federal Governor General.
Oh, that
after.
Might be, yeah, actually.
So that
right.
might have been it.
You're right.
So,
that might be it.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's discuss this more off air.
I don't. What? How do you?
As interesting as this could be, maybe for other people, I don't know.
Not being disparaging towards the role, but how would you do a great job as Governor General? What you cut a few more ribbons than the typical Governor General? Opened up, polished a few more plaques off than the typical? So they go, yes. Well, in light of that, we'll give you another five-year term. Is that how that's how it must work, I imagine?
Oh,
no?
God. Help.
It's going to be a long day, isn't it here at the office?
It is. How do you be a good radio announcer?
Don't know. Yet to find out.
Just do a few more accents, maybe? Is that
sure.
how you go with it?
No.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
Running for 10 days, all things food, wine, produce from right around the region gets underway with the Taste Tamworth Festival. And to tell us more about it from the events team at Tamworth Regional Council, Mel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
That's the way. So much going on with Taste Tamworth. It all gets underway from tomorrow. There's plenty going on. The powerhouse at Tamworth are doing world's best beef and wine degustation dinner. This is cool.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. So it's they're celebrating how farm to plate really means, like what it really means.
Yep.
There'll be Jack's Creek produce paired with some award winning wine. So it's five courses. And there's a few tickets still available.
Fantastic, lovely. You get all the details on the Destination Tamworth website. We'll give you all the details at the end. But that looks fantastic because the guys at Jack's Creek, they got like the world's best steak they won last year. So definitely give that one a try. That's for sure. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Then also we have got the Spilt Milk. They're doing the Cow to Cone experience as well. This is coming up on two Saturdays, both Saturdays of the Taste Tamworth Festival, but Saturday the 6th to get it underway. We can do a bit of a tour and find out how their gelato is made, which is funky.
Yes, yeah.
Very cool. So definitely check that one out. That one on at the Spilt Milk bar there in Pill Street. Can't miss it. And then this is going to be amazing. Of course, Sweet Street is back on the Sunday afternoon this year. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so third year, I'm really excited that it's continuing with its popularity. The vendors are all still booking in and everyone I talk to is excited about the afternoon. So, yeah, I don't know what there would be to hate about it. It's all fun afternoon tea. It's sugar.
Yeah, exactly, that's it. Yeah. All the best desserts. What's some of the stalls we've got for Sweet Street this year?
So we've got G-Free Donut. We've got Karen's Macarons. Get Pickled will be there with their loaded cookies, which are always a hit. The Daily Cupcake Co., Delish on Wheels. So there'll be ice cream, cupcakes, everything that you could want, really.
Fantastic. If you have a big Sunday lunch,
Yeah.
And after all that savoury goodness, if you feel like something sweet, that's a place to be.
That's right. And everyone has a dessert stomach, so it's yes. fun.
That's exactly right. That's it. Love that. Now, when's it on and where?
So it will be 2 till 5.
Yep.
2 p.m. till 5 p.m. on Sunday in the Fitzroy Plaza, so behind Target where the roundabout is. Yeah.
Exactly. That's it. So definitely get along. Check the one out. 2 to 5 on Sunday this year for Sweet Street. Definitely get along and enjoy that one. And then for something a little bit more refined, I think it's safe enough to say, there's the High Tea with Classical Music going on with the Tamworth Conservatorium of Music on Saturday afternoon from 3 till 6. This is cool.
Yeah, so they haven't done this one before, and I think it will be a great way to highlight what they do at the con, and people can come up, listen to some music, and have a lovely afternoon tea.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. There's limited spots available for that one. You can get all the details on the Tamworth Regional Conservatorium of Music website and Facebook page for all the details. And then I love this, as TAFE continues over the 10 days, so many local businesses just getting involved in this. We've got everything from, you know, Pinoir and Picasso. They're doing sort of paintings of food and bits and pieces like that. There's so many businesses getting involved in this, which is, it's great to see.
Yeah, that's right. Without them, we wouldn't have a calendar. So we have the Post Office Hotel is also having a taste trivia.
Cool.
Just adding something different and interesting to the venues. Tom's Bar will be opening for a few different experiences as well. They've got tickets available. And we finish up the week with the Nundle Picnic and Market Day, which they haven't had as part of TAFE. So it's so cool. Excellent to see all these different people with different ideas and popping them into the TAFE calendar and really showcasing the region.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And of course, looking ahead to 2025, if anyone out there runs a food or hospitality business and they're thinking they want to be a part of this, just reach out to you guys over the next couple of months and have a bit of a chat.
That's right. We can always add you to the calendar or discuss what we've got going on and, yeah.
Go from there. No, love it. Fantastic. And, of course, we will be catching up next week with Natasha for more details about this, but of course, the event that everyone knows and loves and associates with TAFE, as well as, of course, TAFE in the Park, which is coming up next weekend, finish all off in Bicentennial Park. Plenty going on there, which is always great. So love that.
Yeah, so we've got TAFE in the Park. That day is a full day on the 13th. Like you mentioned, there'll be the Spilt Milk Cow to Cone experience. Tom's Bar will be having their wine cupboard experience. And then Papa Luigi's has come on board. So they'll be doing a family night, all things Italian.
Cool. No, love that. Sensational. We'll get more details from Natasha next week. She's popping in. But you can get all the details about TAFE Tamworth on the Destination Tamworth website, destinationtamworth.com.au. The Facebook page has it as well. Our events guide's got some details as well, fm929.com.au. Mel, thank you so much for coming in, having a chat with us this morning, and all the best with everything for TAFE.
Thank you for having me. I hope you come down on Sunday.
Oh, I'll be there. Don't worry about that.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
Mills.
Woo!
You said, while the smooth sounds of Simply Red were playing before.
Your favourite band.
Favourite band of all time, of course.
Yes.
I was amazed I even heard you mention this fun fact to me over the loudness of Simply Red, loud I had that in the studio here that I could actually hear you.
Yeah, and you singing every word.
Of course. Yes. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I know every word to every Simply Red track.
Yeah.
You said to me, did you know? And instantly I went, what? Have you come back from holidays with a fun travel fact? Mills, what is it? Hit us.
Airlie Beach is the home of the first Hog's Breath Cafe in Australia.
That I did not know.
Yeah, there you go.
That is amazing.
There you go. And the man who brought the franchise to Australia, he lives on top of a hill by himself, like this really big mountain in Airlie Beach, all the way off to the side. It looks like a hotel, but that's his house.
I thought you were about to say he lives above the Hog's Breath.
No, no, this place is way bigger. We thought it was a hotel up there, and then our tour guide was like, "No, that's where he lives. Like, that's just his house." okay. There's no other buildings on this section of Airlie Beach. There's no other buildings on the mountain. It's just like a regular mountain, And then he's just at the top there.
The head hog.
Yeah, the yes.
He's hanging
nice.
Out at the top there.
Nice.
What tour were you on for the tour guide to point this out? Am I the tour guide? Have I got
it
a
could,
have,
you...
Is there another cloned JB that's up in Airy Beach doing tours? Because that's my kind of tour, pointing this. I mean, you've done my Tamworth tour.
Yeah.
You've done my Tamworth tour where I've pointed out stuff exactly like that. Was it
mainly
giving...
just different McDonald's is what you pointed out on your tour, but anyway. You
know, I'm going to have to find out what number Hog's Breath our one is here.
True.
So I can incorporate it in my Tamworth tour.
Yeah.
So
we'll track it down.
Yay. But it gave, I'm sure it gave you JB vibes of this tour guide.
Yeah. Randomly, we were on a sunset turtle tour. So we went and looked at little turtles. But yeah, he was like telling us stuff about the town.
And obviously ran out of stuff to talk about with the turtles. Because I mean, you know.
No, because he was giving us like a little like overview of Airy Beach before we got to the turtles. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And that's what you remember most, leaving the delightful hamlet of Airy Beach is the first Hog's Breath.
Well, actually, this is a bit of a
story. Oh, you got another fun fact.
Well, no, it's not a fact. Well, it is a fact. But no, so our tour guide didn't actually get to tell us much about Airy Beach because we had this really obnoxious drunk couple on the tour. And the tour only had like six of us on there, by the way. So it was really obvious. And this guy, he's a local. And so I don't know why he was on this tourist tour anyway. But he obviously had a few beers before he got on the boat, and he decided that he just wanted to talk over the tour guide and just tell us stuff that he knew and he thought was important. So yeah, so I didn't actually get to find out much more than that. So.
That's so awkward. But drunk, I'm imagining middle-aged kind of Karen couple were on there.
Oh yeah.
Can't hold their drink and just, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I worked there once. I worked at that like that. That kind of stuff was a tour. Was that it? That's giving you tour vibes now? Yeah.
Yeah, and this one girl, because as I said, it was a turtle tour, she was trying to actually talk to our tour guide and she was like, yeah, do you know, I actually like turtles. You know, like I paint them in my spare time. And then this drunk guy is just like, oh, yeah, well, name five species of turtle then. And she was like, what? Like, that's not even what I was saying. And then he goes on to just start listing different kinds of turtle because he knew five different types of turtle, and it's like, bro, no one asked. Like, can you stop? So it was an experience. Yeah. Is what I'm saying.
Airy Beach, top spot.
Yeah, Hog's Breath. Let's go.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
Tamworth's number one, 92.9, JB for breakfast for Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre on Gunnaganoo Road. Who at your work keeps a kitchen clean? Do you all clean up as you go? Do you have a roster? Is it really filthy and there's a whole bunch of like passive-aggressive notes lying around? Libby Sanders, an associate professor of organizational behavior at Bond University, says we can tell so much about the culture of a workplace just by the cleanliness of their kitchen. Dr. Sander does say that most employees don't deliberately set out to disregard their co-workers' feelings, but a lack of consequences for inconsiderate etiquette can lead to it then becoming entrenched behavior throughout the whole office. Maintaining a clean and hygienic shared kitchen is also an example of what's referred to as a non-promotable task. And according to a Harvard Business School study, women are 48% more likely to volunteer for those chores, which can then actually slow their very own career progression. One of the difficulties with maintaining a clean office kitchen is that it's an area where there are no clear communications or workflows in place to determine who is responsible. But Dr. Sanders says it's ultimately up to senior leaders of the office to know what's actually happening in their organization. Dr. Sander also points to a Norwegian study into the effects of a controlled increase in cleaning quality, which found having a cleaner office and kitchen resulted in a 12.5% decrease in sick days, as well as reported increases in productivity, which I have to totally disagree with that. I mean, my office is spotless, and yet if you ask my boss, I'm not productive.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
And coming to town this Saturday night, Darren Coggan and Damien Leaf in good company. They're going to be celebrating the songs that shook the world by the artists that changed it. And to tell us more, Darren Coggan, thank you so much for your time. How are you, mate?
Great, JB. Good morning, mate. And good morning to all your listeners there in Tamworth. Mate, we are absolutely, Damien and myself, so excited to be coming back back to town. Tamworth's like a bit of a second home to me, actually. I've had so many fond memories and great experiences there over the years, obviously with the Country Music Festival and outside of that as well. We always try to get to the Capitol Theatre there throughout our schedule through the year. And this show is really special. It's brand new. It's Damien Leaf and myself celebrating just some of the greatest songs of all time from artists that we've celebrated individually. There's some Cat Stevens in there, some John Denver. Damien does some Roy Orbison. We've got Leonard Cohen, the Beatles. It's just a real great mix of great songs. We perform a few of our own songs as well in there to introduce the audience to a little bit of ourselves. And it's just a really good, fun celebration. And I couldn't think of a better place to be and to start this tour than in Tamworth. It's going to be fun.
And look, yourself and Damien Leaf, I can't think of two better people to put this one together because you guys have done an exceptional job with some of your performances where you've showcased the amazing talent of, for yourself, Cat Stevens and, of course, the John Denver show that you do. And then Damien's done the same thing with Roy Orbison and I think some of the stuff with Elvis Presley as well. So it must be great to be able to sort of fuse both of those shows together into one, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I mean, these are artists that we have grown up with, we have learned from. In my case, I got the chance to go to London and meet with Cat Stevens and all of these artists are artists that we're very dear to us. And I think these songs too hold such a fond place in the hearts of the people that come along to see the show. You know, they're kind of like bookmarks, these songs and these artists in our lives, you know, and each time we hear them, they bring back memories and whether the memories are about love or whether it's about heartache or what the association is, it's as if the song was written especially for us, as if they were personally written for us. And everyone has their own special connection to those songs. And when you put together a show like this full of those sorts of songs, it makes for a really special evening. I think it's a very uplifting performance, a very uplifting show, and people walk away from it, I think, feeling really good about themselves and having had a trip down memory lane, I guess. But as you said, Damien and I have both had great success individually, you know, with these sorts of shows. They're not impersonations. We don't come out and pretend to be any of these artists. We come out as ourselves. And as I said, we've also sort of, there's a few of our own songs in amongst all of those classic hits, if you like. It's a very well-rounded show, I think. And I think people will really enjoy it. They'll get to have a bit of fun and sing along and relive some fond memories, I hope.
It must have been tough to put the set list together when you're trying to do a set, a show of the best songs of all time. I imagine that's tricky, yeah? Fair few songs left on the cutting room floor, so to speak?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the show changes quite often. You know, this tour's only just begun.
Yeah.
This will be like our third or fourth performance of it. Each show has been slightly different and we keep thinking of songs. We go, we should, you know, that's one we should definitely be doing. So it is evolving and Tamworth will be a different show to the ones we've done just in the last few weeks. I think it'll be a show that continues to evolve and develop and there'll be songs that will come and go throughout it all. But they're all classics and I think they're all songs that people will be very familiar with and recognize. And the other thing that we're really excited about with this show is that we present the show with a beautiful string section on stage with us. So all of these songs presented in that fashion, really take on another life, if you like. It's a beautiful interpretation of these songs. It's Damien and myself with our guitars, obviously, and singing, but with a beautiful string section, it just adds a whole nother level, another beautiful level to these songs. So, and the string sections, the beautiful string players, they're all from Tamworth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're all local people from Tamworth. So it's going to be a Samara, Andrew and Iris there. We're looking forward to working with them again and to, you know, to play in the beautiful Capitol Theatre is always a treat. So we really can't wait. It's going to be lots of fun.
Damien's a very busy man at the moment as well. Is it hard to get together to rehearse this show? How long did that take to get together to do this?
Yeah, look, this is the show we've been talking about. Damien and I have been working together for the last 3 years. We've had a Lennon McCartney show that we've been touring around Australia with, and you know, when that tour was sort of coming towards its end, we wanted to keep working together. So we actually started, you know, working together, like when we're in the car, we'd be putting together songs that we'd get to sound check and we'd sound check songs for this show. So it's sort of, it has been in the process for quite some time. And we live not far from each other, actually. We both live in Wollongong these days. So Damien does breakfast radio like yourself at Wave FM there in Wollongong. So he is a busy man, but we don't live too far apart. So we have had some good times together and have rehearsed up what we think is a really great night out.
How was it meeting Cat Stevens?
Oh, man, it was so great. It was very surreal, JB. I mean, it was one of those things. I got invited 2007, it was. I was performing my Cat Stevens show down in Melbourne. And his nephew, would you believe, lives in Melbourne. And he bought a ticket. And, yeah, he bought a ticket, came along and saw the show. And he was just so complimentary about, you know, my interpretation of... And of Cat Stevens' music, and he basically lined up this opportunity to go to London, and I had a week in London and 2 days with Cat Stevens himself, and literally heard firsthand some incredible stories that I've been able to share and do share in this show of, you know, just incredible stories about his journey of self-discovery and I guess the reasons why that. At the height of his career, Cat Stevens put down his guitar and walked away from it, everything. Yeah. But so many great songs. And it was just really amazing. He was a wonderful man. He was every bit as kind and inspiring as I imagined he would be. He autographed all the Cat Stevens albums I brought over with me. And, you know, we went out to lunch. And, yeah, it was just quite a, you know, to sit opposite.
Yeah,
sit at the table opposite one of your heroes, and just it was such a surreal moment. Even as I speak about it now, it's hard to believe it actually happened. But I'm very, very grateful for it. And I mean, his music, his songwriting, particularly, has influenced me enormously over the years. And you know, to be honouring him in this show with some great Cat Stevens songs is going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like an amazing night out. Yourself, Darren Coggan and Damien Leith in good company at the Capitol Theatre Saturday night. You can get your tickets at entertainmentvenues.com.au. Darren, thank you so much for your time. Absolute pleasure to chat, and we'll catch up again real soon.
Fantastic. I appreciate your support and look forward to seeing everyone in Tamworth there on Saturday night. It's going to be a blast.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
Tamworth number one, 92.9, 853 JB here as we head into the Tamworth Taste Festival getting underway this weekend. I reckon we should try and work on getting this to Tamworth Taste for future years. You got a spare half a mil lying around, do you, Mills?
No, I spent it on my yacht.
Oh, of course you did. Yeah, you got that yesterday?
Yeah.
Good, lovely. Yeah. All right. Well, start saving up now that you got the yacht.
The yacht?
Start saving up for this. A cool 500 mil is how much it will cost you to enjoy a meal from a Michelin star restaurant in a space balloon.
What?
500K above sea level.
So you go in like a giant hot air balloon type
pretty much.
Situation.
Yeah. The six-hour stratospheric dining experience will take place aboard Space Perspective's spaceship Neptune. In a special pressurized cabin that can accommodate six diners, all outfitted in custom gear from the French fashion house Ogier. Ogier, I've heard it all now. A little bit of a French joke for you on a Friday morning.
Oh,
thank you.
Help
all week.
Me. Do you know, whenever I hear
try
that...
the escargots. I don't think you're allowed any escargots on board it, but they've got some meals for you there.
So here's the thing, you know, when I hear about stuff like this, sometimes I just think, you know, sometimes we don't have to do things, you know, like we don't, there's no reason to do that. Like, why? Yeah. Like, please explain to me why that's a good idea. Like, I don't care. It's no. Like, why was a submarine down to see the Titanic a good idea? It wasn't.
No.
And look at them now. And that's how I feel about this.
Exactly. It's yet another chapter in the book of things that we really didn't realize that we needed and don't need. Like old mate building the second Titanic as well.
Yeah. Do we have to? We have plenty of perfectly good cruise ships.
Exactly. We got plenty of perfectly good Michelin star restaurants on the ground.
On the ground. Or like at the top of hills. You can still get a nice view.
Yep. Good point. That's it. So don't... And we got plenty of amazing hot air balloons out there. Why do you need to mix the two together? I don't understand it.
What's the bet it's controlled by an Xbox controller?
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.